Going to be in the mid-90s today.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Remember that Mario Brothers 3 where you're running through the desert and that one scene and the angry sun is trying to kill you?
Yes.
That's what we're all going to be doing today.
Yeah. This is the theme for the engine
podcast, friends of the end. And now we start talking. Friday night was a huge event.
Last cruise in Rivergate Mall before it shuts down and becomes all kinds of other stuff.
Yeah. Multi-purpose, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Everybody just spontaneously, you know, talked about it on Facebook and said, let's do one last cruise around the mall.
And we got our good buddy Andrew who is on the line. Now, how was the last cruise of Rivergate Mall?
The Rivergate cruise was actually the feel-good event of the year in Rivergate.
Okay.
Oh,
well, you're very specific.
Yeah,
in Rivergate. Which, you know, the bar is pretty low as far as...
Very low. It was as busy as it's been since the late 90s.
Yeah, there were thousands there.
Yeah.
Wow.
All kinds of cars. People have lots of disposable income, apparently, because these were not everyday drivers.
Right. Oh. They were nicer than the cars they drove in the 80s.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And all the former shop owners at Rivergate Mall are going, where were you a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
Before we had to file bankruptcy.
Yeah. There was a, it looked like a gentleman from Dillard's who was standing there as people drove by without parking, and he was just like, you know, somebody could walk in the door.
Please. Yeah, he's yeah. So come buy something.
Well, yeah, is it Dillard's is like the last store that's still there?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I'm sure music was blaring from everybody's trunk and all that stuff. What was the throwback song that while you were at the Rivergate cruise, you're like, oh, I'm back?
There was lots of Journey.
Okay.
There was lots of 90s hip hop, which was nice to hear. There were some younger people out there who my wife and I were like, why are you here? You're too young to be here.
Maybe they were conceived there.
Yeah. I've returned to my birthplace.
They were conceived during a Rivergate cruise.
Yeah. So very possible. It was nice. We did comment. There was an ambulance that was cruising around out there, which was nice for the older demographics in case there was any
right.
So
heart attacks or needs a new hip.
We arrived at an AMC Pacer and left in an ambulance.
Yeah, bouncing in their car with hydraulics a little much, and you know, throw their back out, and the ambulance is on site.
Wow.
I know it was called the Rivergate One Last Cruise. People are saying that they want to do this every year, and obviously it's going to be torn up with construction.
Right.
But, like, would it be cool if you went again, or is it something we couldn't recreate? It was just a last Friday night thing.
So, I have this thought. I don't know if you could recreate this, but Rivergate wasn't the only place it was cruised. We used to cruise Second Avenue as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There were in Hickory Hollow, I'm sure.
Hickory Hollow.
Yeah. I mean, so there are other places that we could, you know, all old people could go cruise. But we also left at about 6:30, so I don't know how busy it stayed all night.
We're going to rock and roll all night, at least till 6:30.
Yeah, we had to get dinner and get home.
So. Until the sun goes down.
Oh, that is amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Motley Crue has teamed up with Dolly Parton.
Ooh.
Wow.
They've re-released Home Sweet Home as a fundraiser for Covenant House. Here's a little clip. Dolly's rocking.
She's like the only 80-year-old who still sounds good at 80.
She does.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't sound like she's... I mean, maybe she's missed, like, a step, you know? But, like, not bad.
But no, still good.
Not bad at all, yeah.
Yes.
She can still do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for her.
So Olive Garden is no longer the number one casual dining restaurant in America, a position it's had for 7 years straight.
Wow.
It has been dethroned by Texas Roadhouse.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just by the rolls alone.
Yeah. I was going to say, how do you compete with unlimited salad and breadsticks, but...
When you got those rolls.
Yeah.
Those rolls are like crack.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm.
Well, at least we have one good professional team around here. The Nashville Cats Arena football team is going to the playoffs, and they're hosting the playoff game this Sunday in Clarksville at the F&M Bank Arena. They're going to be playing the third seed Southwest Kansas in a playoff game, and they have to win two games to get to the championship.
All right.
So
all right.
We'll see, and you can catch the game here. On Totally Hits 93.3.
All right. Claws out, baby. It's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. And your weekend, and it's gone.
It did go by fast.
It went by it much too fast.
Yeah.
Always much too fast. Mm-hmm.
I had one of those weekends where I realized, oh my God, I've been sitting around for like 6 hours and I haven't done squat.
Oh, I
That was my weekend too.
Oh, I had
Were you
the
going
opposite.
And going?
Yes, I was so excited to just chill. Friday night, I got a text from my friend asking if I could work her food truck.
Oh, yeah.
On Saturday.
Yeah.
So I got up at 5 and did that all day.
That's
and
a lot.
It was. And then Sunday morning, we watched church. I didn't feel good, so we watched church from home and then went over to our friend's house. Like, they have a pool there. And they're the type of friends, I love hanging out with them. Don't get me wrong. But like, they keep trying to hang out and things come up or it's last minute. So we just keep missing each other.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So I felt like really obligated to go.
So you don't want to put them off again.
No.
It's gotta happen.
Okay. Yes. Cool. And then we had photos last night for like the remakes of Tuesday night. So it was just like never ending.
Busy.
Just busy. Yeah. So I'm, yeah. And then I'm working Pride Festival on Saturday, so I'm like, there's no end in sight.
Don't you hate it when it's like Monday and you're like, oh, the whole week
is
full.
All the, yeah, like, oh, Sunday can't come quick enough.
I know.
I did watch a really cool documentary. I had to watch it on one of those like weird streaming channels, but
yeah,
it was so good. Ooh. It was called Three Identical Strangers, and it starts off with some, like, this young guy that goes to college, and everybody recognizes him and starts hugging him, but he's never been there before.
Oh.
And then he finds out he has a twin. He was adopted.
What?
And the twin went to that school and then dropped out.
Yeah.
And so he gets connected and finds out he had a twin. They were both adopted. And then they find a third, a
Whoa.
Triplet. They were triplets, all born same day, and the... agency that adopted him out, there was an evil plan behind it. It was so good.
Oh, wow.
I actually watched that years ago.
Did you?
It was showing at the Bell Court.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I saw that. Yeah, that's a really fascinating story.
Oh, yeah.
It really
it's like out of the X-Files, like something the smoking man conspiracy guy would come up with. Evil.
It's definitely worth checking out.
Oh, wow.
I watched Jaws over the weekend. It's the 50th anniversary.
Oh.
Still a great movie. Still holds up.
Awesome.
Yeah. Of course, the sequels were terrible.
Yeah.
But the first one was really, really good. We didn't do a whole lot this weekend. My son and his wife and grandkids, they went camping.
Ooh.
And I said, no thanks.
Yeah.
So Woody and Jim joke off. We tell terrible jokes, bad jokes, dad jokes, back and forth. First person to laugh loses.
Here Gina's allowed to laugh, but we're not.
Yes. All right. Round one begins now.
Woody, kick off our joke off.
Jim, I was my best friend's best man at a wedding in Paris over the weekend. Mm. Yeah, I raised a glass and said eggs, cinnamon, bread, syrup. It was a French toast.
Woody, what has three legs and four arms?
Hmm.
A really crap drawing my son made of a snake.
Well, that was close.
I almost got
that. Was
you.
That was cute. Jim, I was in an Uber, and the driver asked, do you mind if I put on some music? And I said, no, go ahead. And he says, Kiss? I went, well, why don't you play the music first, then we'll see how we feel.
Woody, what do you call somebody under suspicion of stealing Amazon packages?
Mm.
The prime suspect.
Ah. Jim, my girlfriend asked me why I was dancing while I was brushing my teeth. I said the dentist told me I needed to floss more.
Oh, yeah.
What you should always fear, the pirate duck.
Pirate duck.
You know why? Because they can release the quacken.
Jim, I gave my cat Moira some soda water and she stopped moving. I fear she may be catatonic. Oh, God, that was awful.
That hurt. The regret on your face after you said it.
Joke regret.
What do you know what I can't deal with? A deck of cards that's glued together.
True. Jim, I watched a documentary over the weekend about U-Haul. Yeah. Honestly, it was truly moving.
I went to a book signing for a book about reverse psychology.
Yeah?
It's called Don't Buy This.
Oh.
Jim, we always knew that Michael Jackson was a real man because his pronouns were hee-hee. That's a late reaction.
I tried to hold it
but
back.
But it happened.
I tried to hold it back.
You should have included the dance move, the dance move.
It was like a sneeze laugh. I was holding it back. Susie, get out of church.
It's time for the war of the genders we call gender wars. Brought to you by Structure Group Indoor Outdoor Remodeling. Your dream home starts at structuregroup.us. For the ladies in the audience, we have Megan. She is in McMinnville. Hello, Megan.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck to you. For the guys, we have Sean in Nashville. What's up, Sean?
Good morning.
Let's warm up with a get acquainted question.
Megan, you have your own late night talk show. Who'd be your first guest?
Well, I had to ask my 10-year-old who our first guest be, and he says Snoop Dogg.
Oh!
Snoop Dogg!
That's Snoop Dogg!
Your son has excellent taste.
That's good. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Good watch. Sean, what about you? You got your own talk show. Who'd be your first guest?
Snoop Dogg's hard to beat, but I think I maybe would bring, like, Tom Brady or somebody.
Tom Brady.
All right.
Yeah, a couple of goats.
Mm-hmm. All right. You each have a screw you can use. If you get in trouble, don't know the answer, you can use the screw and see if your opponent does.
All right. Here we go. Megan, multiple choice. Does one quarter of an NBA basketball game last for 12, 15, or 20 minutes?
15.
No. Nice. 12 minutes.
I just realized that watching the recent NBA finals. Yeah, I was like, wait, they don't play for 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should deduct their pay.
They're lazy.
That's right. A couple million less.
Yeah, they're lazy. All right, Sean. Anne Burrell just passed away. Was she a shoe designer, a celebrity chef, or an opera singer?
Screw.
Okay. Oh, early screw. All right.
The early screw gets the worm.
Celebrity chef.
Yes, she is a celebrity chef.
Bounce
there you
back
go.
With that.
There you go. Yep. And now you can take a big lead here, Megan. In Star Trek The Next Generation, Jean-Paul Picard was the captain of what space vessel?
Jean-Luc.
What did I say?
Actually, you said Jean-Paul.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jean-Luc Picard. I'm sorry. I have to turn in my Trekkie card.
It's the Enterprise?
The Enterprise.
Yes.
Nice.
Despite my terrible pronunciation, you got it right.
Well, I tried. My dad would have been really disappointed if I got that one wrong.
I'm glad you made him proud. All right, Sean, you need this one in order to survive.
Okay, Sean, what store is famous for their keepsake Christmas ornaments?
Macy's.
Macy's.
No.
No. It's
Hallmark.
Hallmark.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. That means that, Megan, you are the winner.
Megan, we're proud of you, and you get pride tickets for this weekend. Congratulations.
There you go.
Thanks for playing along, Sean and Megan. You guys were great. Twice a day, 7:20 and 8:20.
Mm-hmm.
Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, Woody and Jim in the morning. Thanks for tuning in. Historians will tell you that George Washington is the father of our country. But we know that's wrong. Nick Cannon is the father of our country.
He's got a lot of kids.
Yeah.
He's fathered half of it.
How many think you got? How many think he has?
I know the number.
Okay. Oh, do you know the number?
I saw an article, so.
I'm going to guess 10 kids.
It's low without going over.
Yeah.
He has 12 children.
Oh, wow.
By how many? Four, five baby mamas?
I don't know. But actually, he was on a podcast, and they asked him to name all of his 12 children.
Oh, boy.
And he struggled just a little bit.
What are their names?
You want all 12?
12 names, go.
All right. This is where I usually get in trouble.
Why? Because you don't know all of them.
I know all of them, okay. But like, all right, well, here we go. I'll label off for you. See, let's keep me honest. There's Rock, Row, Golden, Powerful, Rise, Onyx, Legendary, Zion, Zillion, Zen, and see, this is where I.
Oh my gosh.
How many?
You're missing two.
I'm missing two.
Missed two of them.
Oh my gosh. And he clearly named all of them as well.
Yeah. Rock, well, Roll,
what was
Legendary.
One of them was like Powerpuff or PowerPoint.
Onyx. Zen, too, so he clearly likes nicotine.
Yes.
Yeah. Zion. I mean, like, half of them sound like something you see in a Saturday morning cartoon show.
Yeah, can you imagine him yelling at them? Like, you know, growing up, your mom would be like, James, John, what's your name?
Yeah, whatever you're.
Can you imagine he'd have to go through 14 names to get to the one he needs?
Yeah.
Just come here.
Zeon.
Yeah, Zeon.
Boron.
Mars.
Snow Tire. You're in trouble.
Snow Tire. Of course, Elon Musk also is the leader in the clubhouse for children.
Does he have more? 14?
He has 14 now. Just had his 14th.
He should maybe get
and
snipped.
The names he gives them are all like, you know, math equations.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, what would you rather be called, a math equation or a jewel?
Yeah, jewel, rock and roll and legendary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody wins.
Ladies, we're giving these men too much power.
I know. Don't cede your power. Exert it.
Yes. Seed is the operative word.
Yeah.
This is Jim. My wife, Jen, and I have been married a long time, and good thing we get along for all the big things because we love to fight about the stupid stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So yesterday, my wife said, hey, how about for dinner, we just do sandwiches. Why don't we make BLTs?
Ooh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
So she had started making them as I was finishing up doing some stuff outside, and she was like preparing my sandwich. She's like, I almost got one ready for you. And I said, great. I said, hey, wait a second, is that toasted? And she looked at me, she goes, of course it's toasted. That's why they call it a BLT.
Nope.
I said,
the T is for toast?
I said, the T is for tomato.
Yeah.
She goes, no, it's for toast and tomato.
Okay.
And I was like, no, it's not.
That'd be
it's
a BLTT.
Yeah. A T-BLT.
That's what I said. I said, I only stand for one thing. And she's like, well, I've never seen a BLT that's not toasted, so... it must be toast.
I will say it is better toasted.
Oh, yeah.
I've had them like raw, I guess.
Raw. Not as good. Yeah. I've had BLT sushi.
Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah.
Not as good.
Yeah. That's why I made sure it was toasted.
Yeah.
If you were served that at raw, you know, you'd go, oh, this is wrong.
Yeah. You'd be like, who, what heathen are you?
Yeah.
Bread right out of the package? Yeah. What are you, gross?
You animal. But don't trust me, you know, with the toaster, because we all know.
That's true.
That's right. You had an incident with your toaster last week.
Stuff goes up in flames when you toast
Literally.
It. It'll be extra toasted. Yes. It'll be a BLT TTT.
Crispy. Add a C in there. Crispy.
Definitely need a Woody and Jim mood boost. Hey, feeling good, like I should. Usually for the mood boost, we give you something heartwarming or inspiring. Sometimes just something funny.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken. Okay, the beginning of the article is, what the cluck? A chicken had to be rescued by the Animal Rescue League of Iowa because it kept wandering around in Des Moines in front of a Buffalo Wild Wings.
No! That's the worst place for a chicken to go.
It was just walking back and forth in front of the door.
Oh, my gosh. That's too on the nose.
And I'm sure they open the door and says, yes, please come in.
Yeah.
Come right back to the kitchen.
But, yeah, they rescued the chicken. It was confused, obviously.
Aww.
And now the chicken is up for adoption.
Oh, cute.
But, yeah, it got all the...
Got saved from the slaughterhouse.
it's like being out in front of KFC or something. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Oh, that's so cute.
Poor more chicken. She'll be all right.
This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
It's the Woody and Jim joke off. That's right. Dad jokes, dad jokes, back and forth. First person to laugh loses. I believe you have the honors, Jim.
Here comes Woody.
All right.
Never throw sodium chloride at a stranger.
Why?
That's assault.
Oh.
Jim, I love putting on warm underwear right out of the dryer and dancing around. Mm-hmm. Then I try to find out where in the laundromat they came from. Who they belong to?
Woody, someone invented the world's strongest suction cup.
Really?
No one's exactly sure how they pulled it off.
The older I get, Jim, the more I regret the people I've lost along the way. Maybe being a trail guide wasn't the best career choice.
Nice. A new report says you shouldn't brush your teeth with your left hand.
Mm.
They say a toothbrush works better.
Mm. Yeah.
Jim, I ran out of toilet paper and had to use lettuce. I'm down to the tip of the iceberg.
Apparently, my snoring terrifies people.
Really?
At least the people in the car I'm driving.
Oh. Nice. That would do it.
Jim, my dad used to travel a lot. He was a good guy, but a really terrible basketball player.
What do you call the sexuality where you're attracted to men and women, but neither are attracted to you?
What?
By yourself.
You made yourself laugh.
See, just the setup. I knew that was going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations to the Oklahoma City Thunder. They are the NBA champions.
Woo!
In fact, they are the youngest NBA champions in nearly half a century.
Oh, no way.
And it showed off because champagne in the locker room when they won, nobody on the team knew how to open a champagne bottle. Many of the players started YouTubing how to open a champagne bottle.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's funny.
And then one of the older teams, air quotes, Alex Caruso, he's 31. He's the grandpa on the team.
Obviously.
He showed them how to open a champagne bottle.
Oh.
So they were able to imbibe.
And the after party at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Police in Oregon are on the search for a guy who led them on a high-speed chase. Then they found out he had some warrants about 2:45 in the morning. They put the strip that would bust your tires in front of him.
Yeah.
Then he rammed into the back of the car and then ran through the strip and then had a flat tire and had to escape on foot. He was firing a gun in the air but hit nobody. The reason it's making news is because his name is Looney Tune. His actual legal name is Looney John Franklin Tune.
And it was like a Roadrunner chase.
That's right.
See what happens when you name your kids weird things?
I know.
Stay in your lane,
he has
parents.
To live it, to
it doesn't work out well.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Acme is going to help track him down.
That is awful. Well, there's a new report going around from the Allstate's 2025 Best Driver Report. And says that Nashville has a 20% higher chance of being in a car crash compared to the national average.
Yay.
That tracks.
It does, with the potholes, all the interstate changes, so you have to have Google Maps out constantly.
I know,
trucks and every other road being Old Hickory Boulevard.
Yeah, and like all the tourist drivers, like, what do you expect, I guess?
Mm.
But just stay vigilant out there, people.
Stay vigilant. Three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally hits, totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. What are we doing the rest of the day, you guys?
I think I'm going to get my car washed, and I've got to do just a bunch of chores, but
yeah.
It's about time my car, it's not supposed to rain for a couple of days, so I'll guarantee it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
There's always, it's going to be super hot, but there's always that refreshing, violent thunder shower that could pop up anytime.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's nice.
Gina,
what
are you doing?
I have a couple meetings later, and so I'm going to sleep until then.
Good for you.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought my granddaughter Charlie had her championship softball game this afternoon, but they postponed it till Wednesday when it's going to be hotter.
Of course. So
not hot enough today.
Yeah. No, it's only going to be in the mid-90s today.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember that Mario Brothers 3, where you're running through the desert, and that one scene in the angry sun is trying to kill you.
Yes.
That's what we're all going to be doing today.
Yeah.
Real life. IRL.
Y'all stay cool. Survive. Hydrate. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Oh,